Why water baptism, part 34. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written, have a question, please contact us at 0722-367-124 or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. This is the first time that you will participate in our study. You are utmost welcome. Hallelujah. I trust this, that you will enjoy every message. But please go to part one of the study because you have missed quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel so that you can receive all the different notifications of the studies that we are busy with, as well as our TikTok messages as well. Share the link with your friends and family. Make sure that you have a 1611 King James Bible ready, pen and paper to make notes. I trust that this study is going to be a blessing unto you in the wonderful name of Yahushua, the name above every other name. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Trust that this is going to be a wonderful time. Why water baptism? Now we've come to the conclusion, according to the scripture, not my theology or anything. I don't have theologies. I use the word. And if I'm wrong, correct me with the right scriptures. But use the 1611 King James Bible or the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible. I asked a question yesterday and I want to ask it again. Can anybody in the 1611 King James Bible show me, according to this Bible, where any person were ever immersed or baptized according to the instruction of Yahushua in Matthew 28 verse 19. Go and baptize them, 1611, immerse them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The titles, not once. You can't even show me one place. Matthew 28 verse 19 was a direct instruction to the disciples of Yahushua. Why did they disobey it? Prof, what are you saying? Well, they must have disobeyed Yahushua's instructions. Because not once in the 1611 King James Bible, or the American Standard Version, or Living Word, or I don't know of a Bible where, except the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, where people were immersed in any other name. But in the titles, listen to what I'm saying, in the titles of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Not once. Every time that in the 1611 King James Bible, people first repent as sinners. And then they were immersed. Now, how were they immersed? If I say that you don't find one place where they were immersed in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, how were they immersed then? They were immersed in the name of Jesus Christ to the remission of their sins. They were immersed in the name of Jesus Christ to the remission of their sins. Why do I say in the name of Jesus Christ? Because it's written in the 1611 King James Bible. But that is one of the biggest biblical lies that was ever created by the Roman Catholic Church. Why? Because the letter J never existed 2,000 years ago when Yahushua was alive, and when Apostle Peter and Paul and all the others immersed people in the name of Jesus Christ to the remission of their sin. Impossible. It couldn't have happened. Because there was no letter J. Same with Paul when he was Saul. Before he became Apostle Paul, he was on the Damascus Road and the light overshadowed him. He said, what have I got to do with you, Jesus? No? Couldn't have said the word Jesus. Because there, I think it's in Acts 10, the Bible says that Yahushua spoke to Saul in a Hebrew language. And in no Hebrew language were there ever a letter J. It was a Y. And a Y and a J is two different letters. But in the 16th century, the letter J were created. You can go on your own and research Google. When was the letter J originated or created? The same thing they will. You will see for yourself. It happened. A Jesuit priest, Roman Catholic priest in France, in the 16th century, created the letter J. Can you believe it? Can you explain it? Now, it was in 1524, to be exactly. Just came to mind. 1524, the letter J were created. In order for the Protestants to create the name Jesus. Because even the Catholics didn't use the name Jesus. Did you know that? No. For 1,500 years, from 100 to 127 AY, when the four Gospels was created by the Roman Catholic Church, they changed the name to Yahushua to Isis, I-S-I-S, who were the sun god, Nimrod, Ra, Zeus, Isis. And for 1,500 years, the Roman Church honored the sun god every time when they called the name Isis, which referred to Yahushua, because there was no Jesus. Can you hear what I was saying? There couldn't have been a Jesus because there were no letter J. They called him Isis. And then in the 16th century, they created exactly to be 1524. They created the letter J to change the name Isis to Isios, which became Jesus. Isis, Jesios, Jesus. It's just a pronunciation. It's all the difference. But the names were exactly the same. So they replaced one pagan god, the sun god, Isis. They replaced him with the name Jesus. But he's the same pagan god. This must make your hair stand straight. Really. And this is what I couldn't accept. When this message of hope and salvation, the revelation word, came to me 12, 13 years ago, I just couldn't grasp it. That we were taught a lie and we lived a lie. But whose fault was it? It's not our fault. We lived in the names of Jesus and God and Yahweh because to the best of our abilities. Because that's the way that we were brought up. That's the names that we were taught. And now suddenly, when you read Matthew 28:19, we realize that the disciples, especially Peter, on the day of Pentecost came to the revelations about this revelation name. And not titles. There is no way in the world According to the 1611 King James Bible, there's not a way. That the disciples of Yahushua ever could address him as Jesus in his own lifespan, his own lifetime. Not even for 1,500 years after that. If you go back to the ancient Catholic Bibles, the ancient Gospels, you won't find the name Jesus. You will find the name Isis. And today, the Protestant world is living in the same lie, but with another name, which has exactly the same meaning. Isis and Jesus is exactly the same, although the one is an I and the one is a J. But he's the same Sun God, who are acknowledged every time that the word is used. Now, in the time when we did not know, we could not be kept responsible for something that we didn't know. But the moment that we come to the revelation word, then we are responsible. We can't say we didn't know. Why? Because Yahushua, through the blood of Yahwa, our Father, through the blood of Yahushua, and the working of the Ruach HaKodesh, brought us this revelation name, this revelation word. So, to conclude, when we read Matthew 28:19, is a scriptural to baptize or immerse people in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, or in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, it's unscriptural. Because that's not what Yahushua said to his disciples. They knew the revelation names. For 3 years they walked with him and they talked with him upon this narrow way. And they knew exactly what he meant. I have a question with the knowledge that we have that the letter J only was created in 1524. That part we must store in the back of our minds. Because it's going to come fall every now and then. Is there salvation in being immersed? What would you say? Is there salvation in being immersed? Well, what does the scripture say? What does the Bible say? Let's read Mark 16, verse 15, 16, and 17. Mark 16, verse 15, 16, and 17. And let's see what the word says. What does it help? I give you my own idea or mind. Let's see what the word says. Now again, if we look at the scripture in the 1611 King James Bible, and he said unto them, he is a capital H, that is Yahushua. I just want to know, how is it possible that this spiritual corruption were allowed in creating a Bible, when they do not even know how to address the King of Kings and the Master of all Masters? Addressing him in a small letter is to belittle him. They belittled him to bring onto the same level as their own pagan gods. This is what's happening. And he, Yahushua, said unto them, go you unto all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. To me, the word gospel should be a capital G. The gospel is the word of life. The gospel is life. It is the gospel of salvation that changes people's lives. And the Gospels were written in the blood of Yahushua 2,000 years ago. Now there's an instruction here. When Apostle Mark says, and he, Yahushua, in brackets, says unto them, go ye into all the world, not just certain parts of the world, all of the world. And that's why I'm so glad that this internet message can, through the internet, Google, YouTube, Instagram, Telegram, Dropbox, you name it, Facebook, that we can share this hope of eternal life with people all over the world. Preach the gospel unto every creature. Every person. That creature is actually person. I don't believe that Yahushua has made creatures. He hasn't made men to his image and called them creatures. No. A creature is an animal. It's something different. A creature is a beast. But Yaffa, through his knowledge, has made men. And he formed Adam from the dust of the earth. Genesis 2 verse 7. And blown in his nose the eternal breath of life. He didn't make people and called them creatures. Again, the hand of the Roman Catholic Church. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Yahweh's will. Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.